Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome to the NXT Dubai preview. I'm Adam Wilborn from What Culture, joined by the Dudley Boys of What Culture, Michael Hamflett and Michael Sidgwick, here to look ahead to tonight's episode of NXT Dubai. But before we get into it, if you're a fan of this sort of thing, make sure you subscribe to What Culture Wrestling on either iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from for daily wrestling podcasts, where we not only review NXT Dubai, but also a Monday Night Raw, AEW Rampage, pay-per-views, premium live events. We have interviews, roundtable discussions, and a roundup of the week, complete with a bloody good quiz, of course, on wrestle culture. And quite the action-packed NXT Super to look forward to.
We are just about going back-to-back from the Raw review today, in a sort of divergence from our usual recording schedule. And it sort of felt like we might have accidentally done the NXT preview while reviewing Monday Night Raw. You doing your lineup, I'm spent. Like, I popped that in a way where I was like, I was physically exhausted because we survived a particularly stupid Raw review.
Yeah.
And you've done me in the intro already. This could be a tough one.
I feel about NXT. I do not care about NXT.
Like seven things advertised for tonight.
But I do not care. Carmelo Hayes, I like him.
Yes.
Bron Breakker. Everyone likes him for the same reasons. There's no insights to be had about Bron Breakker.
Are we almost
don't care.
We had a bit of debate on the Raw review. Anybody that hasn't listened to that, go listen to it now. About how they're going to fill, this, or the tactics for filling the stadium for WrestleMania around Steve Austin's potential return. There is no tactic for filling the seats for doing a sub-takeover show in a real building in Dallas, Texas. And they're going to headline with Dolph Ziggler.
At 11 a.m.
At 11 a.m.?
What are they doing? I understand the thing. They think, oh, there's going to be 100,000. Yeah. There's going to be 100,000 reactions.
Captive wrestling fans.
Captive wrestling fans in the footfall. And they're
thinking... That makes it sound like a mountain range. They're all staying in the footfalls.
We only need a quarter of them. Let's run the goddamn American Airlines.
20,000 cowboys.
So that's their thinking.
They probably all believe in God.
They only need a quarter of Mania ticket holders to go. So they're thinking, is this a risk worth taking? And it's, they can shoot it in ways. They've got their ways. It could look like
they'll fake it till they make it, won't they?
Yeah, it could look like Five Star Wrestling, though.
Yeah.
Which is the guys on the Street Profits.
That's not a description
on the
of
front
its
row.
Not a description of its quality.
No, no.
Well, the Dirty Dogs are in action, of course, tonight. Robert Roode and Dolph Ziggler against Tommaso Ciampa and Bron Breakker. How do you see this one playing out, Hamflett?
I'm not looking forward to this. Yeah. In contrast to the...
It opens the show as well.
Yeah, which is good because I think it's...
Because WWE.com told me.
Said it's kicking it off, didn't they? Like, it feels obviously typically like they've done this Bron Breakker stuff. They've saved it for the main event, but they're obviously already aware that like Dolph Ziggler or the Dirty Dogs aren't bringing the numbers. They don't bring them on Raw, so why would they bring them on NXT? So I quite like it more as a match that's just something to put on the card. I like Breakker and Old Man Ciampa. It feels like they're never going to use...
What do you think about Old Man Ciampa?
You're going to cream.
They're never going to use Scott, and they seemingly don't really want to use Rick. So basically, he's Tommaso Steiner, isn't he? He's got, like, grey beard up again. Maybe start wearing one of them, like, amateur wrestling headpiece things that Rick used to wear. He's like, come on, Dad, let's go beat the Dirty Dogs. That's the sort of energy about all this. And it's, we've had singles to get to a tag. We're going to get tagged to get back to singles. And yeah, maybe the Dirty Dogs win. No, Bron Breakker wins, but maybe the Dirty Dogs do something particularly dirty to Old Man Ciampa. Maybe it's the Pillmanize him or something like that. And he's going to have to watch, it's not Takeover Dallas, but I keep wanting to call it Takeover Dallas. He's going to have to watch the Dallas show on a rocking chair from his porch on a little dusty old monitor. So, what them boys did to me, you gotta get them from me. Do you understand me, Bron?
I'll
get them for you, Pop.
You gotta do it physically as well, because my TV ain't got no sound.
Yeah, do you like the gear I got? I don't know. My TV's black and white.
Like your uncle in the old NWO over there.
Thanks, Big Papa. Call me Pump.
How do you see my image?
The Big Bad Ciampa Daddy.
Sorry. If that any.
Power, I can't hear you.
This
got like a big ear
usual trumpet thing.
Ear trumpet.
Not many ways they can go that could be satisfactory. Either pin Breakker to try and sell you on the idea of, oh my God, Breakker's been pinned for only, what, the second time?
Yeah, maybe? It would be, I think.
And that means Dolph Ziggler's going to win. He ain't going to win. Or they pin Ciampa, which is not ideal since Ciampa was alluding the other week to it only being 1-1. But then they can just do that on telly.
He's kind of a Raw superstar anyway now, so it doesn't really matter that he's...
I'll just pin Ciampa and pretend that Dolph Ziggler's going to win the belt.
All these young kids with their zigging and their zagging.
That Bobby sure is rude.
Oh, just... I love Bobby Roode. I love looking at him.
Yeah.
So...
Remember when... Ciampa and Gargano had the first match, and I seem to remember Cedric, you like compared him to like the Terminator. So it just like he was like a jacked robot somehow. Ciampa, the way when he no music, the whole deal, just like this is unbelievable. Like he's wrestled twice on Raw, and I'm just like, oh, Bobby Roode's bigger than him.
Yeah,
end of that. Then.
It is weird.
End of that. Then it's like just gone that quick. I like Ciampa's great. Like it still looks absolutely amazing, but there is something to the context of the main roster that remains inexplicable to me.
This match should be harried.
Yeah.
Everyone loved Ciampa Ziggler last week. We were right. Miserable bastards about it, apparently, according to the general pulse. Can't take Dolph Ziggler seriously.
Rick is the X Factor. When he's in there, it's fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. Should be another great match as well. We've got the North American Championship on the line. Sig Carmelo Hayes, one of your favourites in NXT, defending
against Brighton.
Yep. This should be very good. My only concern is that surely Pete Dunne is like a guy who can, if no one's at the show, and it's a genuine possibility that they are going to struggle to make it look like there are people in the building, let alone filling, it's not an option, like a problem realistically. Yeah. It's whether it looks like it's somewhat full. They might even evade their production wizardry, which doesn't extend to the actual production of the TV, just the way in which it's filmed. So Pete Dunne's surely the guy who can get you 4 stars to make it not a disgrace, because that's how wrestling works nowadays. So what they're doing on TV for, maybe you're not going to get a finish, or maybe you're going to get the finish that will shock people and take the title off Carmelo, and then they step up the rematch in some way.
Triple threat, maybe with...
Anyway, I reckon Grimes. Grimes is not... Like, he got the win over Trick last week, which in their mind counts as... He's still in the chase.
Still in the mix, still in the old chase. So maybe, the triple threat. Who was calling that triple threat the other day? Becky Lynch.
I've not got anything to add.
I hear you're a wrestler now.
Father, just call me Pops.
I think Carmelo Hayes probably retains, but probably through shenanigans, maybe via Trick Williams, and then they, like you say, they're building towards...
Have we had the tag yet? We haven't, had we? So we'll have the tag, then the triple threat. So maybe Williams and Hayes win the tag next week because Grimes and Pete Dunne can't coexist, and them fighting has Hayes thinking, I've got myself out of trouble here, and then Is there an authority figure yet? There's not, is there?
Not as far as I'm aware.
Like, well, there's some mystery voice in the 2.0 downstairs.
Some of these people need their bums smacked for how horny they are. So I'm surprised there isn't a disciplinarian in that building.
That dog, that's the meme that's like, bonk, go to yes. horny jail. I would like
it
the
could
idea.
Be, bring back William Regal for that. Say bonk, go to horny jail in the William Regal voice.
What? I don't know if I've got a William Regal voice. Go on.
Regal or Darren Matthews, because I like it when he does like the... Like, bonk, go to horny jail. That's what people do in this job. You want to get good at it, you want to get yourself down to Blackpool. Bonk, go to horny jail. Learn how to do this job for a living, son. Then come back to me. Then come back to Florida.
Bonk, go to horny jail.
You manage it!
Thing is, son, you need to learn a trade if you want to bonk go to horny jail.
Move forward with your cock! That was what we had to do with NXT 2.0. He's like drilling air Brooks Jensen, trying to get him out the apparent friend zone. Move forward with your cock!
Lean forward with your left ball!
Yeah,
clap the left cheek!
I think, do you know what I would like to see is a week or two of vignettes of Pete Dunne and Cameron Grimes. Sorry, and... having to coexist. I really want Pete Dunne to be forced to live the Cameron Grimes lifestyle.
What is the Cameron Grimes lifestyle at this point?
Money, innit?
Cool.
Money and not wearing tops.
I mean, that will... Pete Dunne's been on one of them NXT UK contracts, so he won't be familiar with it, to be fair.
But yeah, I think Carmelo Hayes probably retains... Maybe through the help of Trick, but I will bite maybe on a near fall.
We've done it. That's it. Trick makes the save. Then you have the tag match. Then the babyface can't coexist. Then the triple threat is booked.
Then the babyfaces have a match to decide which babyface gets to dare. And then they go to double down disqualification.
Double down Dallas Disco.
Disqualification. We are not bothered about the show, are we, at all?
It's like a lot going for it this week, is it?
Just loads of wrestling.
We'll be surprised. There's always something that like we couldn't have... We've predicted some of the stupidest shit in wrestling history to take place on this, and it never does. But then instead, you get something better.
You're telling me there's a chance.
Yes.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
We've also got the Women's Dusty Cup continuing this week. Some intriguing ties, particularly Indy Hartwell and Persia Parota versus Wendy Chu and Dakota Kai. There's a sort of big name going out early on.
No, there's no big names.
I'm trying to sell this.
It's very much an all-Premier League tie, Hamlet. Yeah, but I'm legitimately interested in it. Like, I can't wait. So Wendy Chu and Dakota Kai, there was this effort to be earnestly... I think I suggested with these two coming together was that this is the sort of thing that would work perfectly in AEW. It is a nice promotion, fundamentally, and it tries to... Like the best friends, I might not like them, but they work as an act because hypothetically, if you're an all right person and you like are a pure heart, you come in and the best friends want to embrace you and then they take you on and all that kind of thing.
The disdain.
I don't like it, and Danhausen made it no better. But, you know, that's the principal thing. And it can only exist in, like, there's the locker room in WWE is simply not nice enough to have 5-6 people that could be best friends. We know this, right? Mm. So when you're chewing Dakota Kai, is that in a building obsessed with sex and bullying and hideousness? But that's what Wendy Chu and Dakota Kai is. And I kind of like want it to work as a result. And I think they'll win here.
I agree.
Because to get back to the sex and bullying, the other team are just so obsessed with penis or like their rivalry over prospective penises, Dexter Lumis and Duke Hudson, respectively, that it's going to get in the way, isn't it?
Yes.
Not literally, I don't think. Not yet. It's not Corey and Carmella's YouTube show. But I think this is going to be the making of a match between Persia Proctor and Indy Hartwell, possibly for the Dallas show, because cock just got in the way.
Who cares?
I do. I've got a booking idea for this.
Tell me, am I and spark something in me? I am dog tired.
Dusty Cup full of jism?
Well, sort of. We've got only one game this week. It feels inappropriate, obviously, to do Zeitgeist Heist this week. But we are going to still do... Dude, where's my tits? I don't think we're going to top what happened last week. I don't know if you called that on the NXT preview. The Nikita Lyons snoo-snoo-first pinfall.
Now we missed that one, oddly enough.
I'm very excited to see how they follow that one up.
I bet you are, you dirty old bollocks.
Right. So, if I remember rightly, last week, was it last week? I think it was. There was the bit with Indy Hartwell and Duke Blay Hadson. Mm-hmm. And
yes, it was, yeah.
Him being like, well, it doesn't have to just be, you know, in the past between the two of us. And then Dexter Gaylord Loomis is there getting, saying his full name, don't laugh, just getting mugged off, despite the fact he's married to Indy, but regardless. So, no Dexter Gaylord Loomis this week. But instead, Duke Bloody Hudson says, I don't bloody like this team of Windy Bloody Chew and Dakota Bloody Kai. One's sleepy, one's bloody crazy. Okay, I don't know what's going to happen. So,
what's going to happen? Reason, unpredictable.
To any excuse to get him at ringside, and they're doing well, Persia Proctor and Indy Hartwell. In fact, Indy Hartwell is dominating Dakota Kai. She hits a big move and looks over to Persia Proctor, who looks very pleased with her. She just turns around, Persia Proctor, to see Duke Bloody Hudson, eyes fixed on the ring. And you'll never guess what's happened, Sige. He's only gone and got himself a... Persia Proctor storms out and Yolo gets beaten by the double team.
They could do something where Persia Proctor and Hartwell, like, do bait spots and, like, one of them's just like, oh, they just missed the tag. Or they do a double team, and the other one thinks they're going for a day-day... That's kind of
day-day-day.
Day-day-day. Oh, you know, like, you know what I mean? Like, miscommunication spots, and back they lose. Wendy Chu and Dakota Kai advance.
Yes.
Backstage, Kenzie Mitchell?
Yes, I think you might be right there. Mackenzie Mitchell.
Oh, what happened out there, guys? And it's Perotta and Hartwell cutting a post-match interview, and Duke Hudson turns up.
Oh, yeah.
Gone to accents. I've got the scoop. <can't> He says, I've got the scoop. Bloody problem. Is that Shayla? That Shayla?
Yeah.
Distracted by thoughts of me. He's a cockney. Sheila was distracted by thoughts of me.
Oh.
And Persia Proctor can say something to the effect of, no, that's, I wasn't thinking about that. I wasn't talking about that, Sheila.
Oh!
I was talking about that, Sheila. And it's Indy Hartwell and, you know, the cock rift. the cock rift.
Yeah. Something nice about all of this. They might come up. I don't know what this is, but, like, genuinely, what
and
might
Dexter
they come
Lewis
up?
Could kill him?
What might
that's what he does.
Dakota Kai and Wendy Chu. There's probably a nice spot in there, isn't there? They've not yet gotten bored of the Wendy Chu sleeping stuff. Dakota Kai's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
How's that? Like, how are them two things going to come together? Like, has she got an alarm clock because she's crazy like the boogeyman? And then she smashes it over her head and Wendy Chu's like, great, now it won't wake me up. Maybe we are a team after all. Maybe we are a team after all.
The alarm. I don't know why there's an alarm. But there's an alarm, right? And she's asleep. And so Wendy Chu falls asleep, right? And
Dakota Kai's got an alarm because she needs to remember to take her crazy pills.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah. So there's an alarm there.
She told Wendy Chu to sleep with one eye open. And she's like, okay, just go sleep.
So they are struggling to work together, Wendy Chu and Dakota Kai. But there's an alarm. It's going to bring them together.
That's how alarms work.
Yep.
Tick, 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 tick. And all of a sudden it's going to go, cuckoo, cuckoo.
Oh!
Yes. And Dakota Kai like realizes, oh, I can use my crazy as a superpower or whatever. And then it wakes up energy. And then it did.
When did you go to the art world?
This is drivel.
Michael Sedgwick, is there any chance of a shock when Yulissa Leon and Valentina Feroz make off with Cora Jane Raquel Gonzalez, who have had weeks of vignettes of working together?
No.
Okay. Anything?
No. Are they going to set up some platforms above the ring so the go-eight practice can be used in the tournament itself? Because Raquel Gonzalez is scared of her eyes.
Sort of in a game from another show. Baby, you can drive my what? Debut the motorbike with the sidecar.
Skitching this week, innit?
They'll do something where like they initially struggled to work together. This is a theme of the podcast. And then they'll get together and they'll work in the end.
Yeah.
One match I am genuinely looking forward to is Andre Chase versus the guy with the biggest heart in all of NXT. It's finally time, after they teased it about 3 weeks ago and then forgot about it, for Von Wagner versus Andre Chase. How do you see this one playing out?
Very tediously. Von Wagner. The epiphany of how much I don't care about this product is absolutely incredible. It's not going to be a good match.
Well,
I don't really know who the heel and the babyface is.
I want Andre Chase to stamp him and do the C-H-A-S-E-U or whatever it is that he does.
Your wish might come true.
I want Von Wagner.
Does it every match.
I want Von Wagner to do it and not be able to spell his first name. V-O, come. And then just...
and then comes. Is that where that sentence is going? Oh. My heart broke a little bit when Robert Stone was doing all the talking because it was like, oh, they're onto it. They're onto us. They're onto him. They're onto all of this. That's a shame. Golden era's over when it comes to Von Wagner.
Just like Tony D'Angelo.
Yeah. As soon as they spot that people might be having fun with it, but not the fun that they wanted you to have. And the fun. Andre Chase is the strangest thing because he's pretty funny. He's pretty entertaining. He's almost a baby face, but then he has to work these almost heelish jobber squashes always. He's got one of the weirder roles. Von Wagner wins easy here, and all the fun has been sucked out watching Von Wagner talk, so that's probably going to be the case for him wrestling too. It wasn't even that good when he was fighting Kyle O'Reilly in the cage. So what chances he got against Andre Chase in a normal match?
I think it's going to be great, this. You know that one.
Yeah.
You want to try another one?
He wasn't my car!
It's great to be back. There's obviously been a long, I can't remember how long, in fact, conflict between Draco Anthony and Heartland. How's that going to resolve this week?
Stop this. Hamlet is absolutely drivel.
He squashes him in like a minute, and
hey, it's Heartland. He is a terrifying man who'd recently got engaged on social media. So, you know, he's got...
Heart?
he's got a heart. I don't know what's going on. Is Draco Anthony a vampire? Or I just read Draco and read Dracula?
If he was, it's been dropped now, I think. It's getting flattened. This is going a minute.
No, but is this the part of him beating into him, you need to join Joe Gacy's flock?
I don't know. Is it?
That's what I've been thinking about this week. Same for you?
It's remarkable.
It's the week of revolution. I know you might not have realised because you've been thinking so much about what's going on with Draco.
Wilborn agrees. He finds it remarkable.
Remarkable how little this leaves an impression on me. I just forget about it and then I turn up and it's like, oh, the NXT preview. Cool.
It's like Draco Anthony. Oh, is he the mafia guy? Yeah.
Harlan wins. Yeah. Harlan wins, lol, yeah. And finally...
wins, lol, you are. Finally, yeah, get to the finally.
Will Solo Sikoa smack the taste out of Gunther's mouth? That's what he's threatened to do. I really like what they're doing with Solo Sikoa. I'll give him that.
Well, you're not going to like him after this. He's going to lose.
Yeah, they're hoping that Gunther's going to draw some tickets, I think, for Dallas, even though the most hardcore of WWE's superfan audience, the Street Profits fans from the old pandemic, the old Panny D, still refuse to call him Gunther.
Oh, even them, yeah.
You never see, we talk about this all the time, don't we? You just never see those, like, the fans in the stands protesting anymore. And yet it's happening of all places in the 2.0 dome. It's the strangest thing. Why not? The Solo Sikoa, what a Gunther stuff, is at very least, I think, like what they do know they have in Gunther is somebody that can elevate somebody to a pretty memorable match. And Sikoa will probably lose that match, but if it's memorable, better that than winning something that nobody cares about. We've just talked about the fact that you can never remember what most of these people are doing from 1 week to the next. There is, right? This is probably too close, straying too close to fantasy booking, but we are way more now in the era of overlapping main roster stuff. Who are the Usos with him for a six-man? Like, I watched the, like, Usos and Solo Sikoa versus Imperium.
Yeah.
Just for the crack. They've done it with Riddle and MSK. They're doing it with the Dirty Dogs right now. Like, that's something I wouldn't mind seeing as a way to build this inevitable singles match. But yeah, I think this is an earnest attempt to help Solo Sikoa. I don't think he wins in the end. I don't think he gets much out of Gunther because I don't think they quite realise yet how much they've let the air out of the balloon with this name change and everything that's currently going on with Imperium. But I do the six-man summit. Give us something a little bit different to talk about.
Valiant effort in the way it's going to get constructed as a match. No, I like Solo Sikoa. He's got a presence about him. He's one of the few people on this show that he can somewhat believe in. It's a cartoon. With
I feel like he might get there, don't you? Like, might win the world title eventually.
Yeah. He feels like one of the few prospects that actually feels like it's worth, not just worth the investment, but it just punctures the idea. Like, what happened to Boa? Where's Boa? That's what I want to talk about. Oh, yeah. He's just gone. Hey. So was Alexa Bliss, actually. That's doing the rounds on Twitter. Where's Alexa Bliss?
Oh, yeah.
She doesn't exist. It's bizarre. Did she ever actually make it back to Raw? Or did she just go to Saudi Arabia?
She worked Elimination Chamber and that was it, yeah.
Has there been two Raws since the Saudi show?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Madness. I can't, in good faith, think they're going to do anything good with Gunther. Because look at him. He's just better when he's fat.
I think he's got a good point. I think he's a very valid point.
His aura's gone. The whole idea of a guy you can actually take seriously, a babyface who radiates babyface energy, getting chopped to all hell and losing. It's like, well, you survived the chops. You've fired back from the chops. It should be so easy to have booked Walter, and they've ruined it.
Dude, where's my tits to add to this?
They're going to make the Toxic Lounge even more toxic by forcing NXT fans to dispel some toxic juice when they sit there up there in their bikinis this week.
Since you've already done a few of these, any more to add?
I need to find something for Adam Wilborn. Can you do yours first? I don't actually have one.
My one was the one earlier.
Oh, that one, yeah, that one.
It cost the, crucial part of the tag team tournament.
Not the Nikita Lyons vignette, but they might run.
Yeah, that too.
That as well.
Yeah, that'll be good.
I just want your on-air reaction to this.
I saw this. Have you seen the comments? Oh, my days.
Right.
Don't get too excited.
Jesus.
That was the picture of Gigi Dolin. I haven't read the comments.
Oh, read the comments.
Shall I read a couple on air?
Yeah.
The comment section is a real toxic lounge, isn't it?
Yeah. I mean, it's mainly just memes. Well, there's one of Walter, as if he's going to...
So it's a picture of Gigi Dolin looking submissive, wearing submissive stuff, saying, well, I can't always do what I'm told, huh? That's...
You heard about this?
I could see the reflections in his glasses of all the memes that he can't read out.
Picture of Pete Dunne where the big cricket bat could be his cack.
He was going to hit it for six, but instead he hit it for six.
There's a picture of... there's the video of some guy just drinking all the water. He's thirsty. Yeah. Persia Prata saying, are you kidding? And a fan of Persia's has responded saying, you're beyond hot, Persia. Can't wait to see you in the ring.
That's weird, isn't it?
My favourite one I read was someone being like, you've got such sexy eyes, Gigi. I was like, oh, are you trying to stand out by pretending you can't see the rest of her? What lovely eyes you've got.
Picture of Walter aiming for a chop.
Yeah.
The implication being he's going to chop her ass.
My favourite one was the edited meme of, a certain Stone Cold Steve Austin saying, I need to beat you, cock. I need to beat you more than anything in the world.
You know what? For how horrible Twitter is, like, YouTube's got it licked in terms of, like, perverted content you can take the piss out of.
He's suggesting it's quite wholesome, by comparison.
This picture of The Rock. Oh, my God.
So there you go, enjoy.
Mandy Rose is in a bikini.
Yeah. Lovely stuff.
What's the latest? Oh, my God. We promised the listeners a game and we didn't follow through. That's my bad.
What's this?
The worst chat up line you've ever heard.
Oh.
Brooks Jensen and Caden Carter.
Oh. The worst chat up line. We did. We went through quite a few on
we
the
We did cover quite a lot
last week,
didn't we?
Yeah, I'm worried now that some of them are too bad.
Too bad.
Disgusting. Oh. There's one from the Northeast that, like, lads, like, are you pet? You like chicken? You like me cock? It's foul.
Oh, God.
You must have heard someone say that.
Not to me.
Well, that's what some of the lads say.
As long as I have a face, you'll always have a place to sit. Thank you, thoughtcatalog.com.
Well, they could do something about the whole, you know, the rubbish, like, if I could rearrange the alphabet, I'd put you and I together, and then, because they're country boys and they're thick, they think that's the way that the alphabet goes anyway.
Ain't that weird, you know, eh?
Oh, I'm dreading that now. I forgot about that. Virgins just not being able to talk to bloody women.
God.
Anyway, enjoy NXT 2.0. I'm sure we will. We'll be back to review it tomorrow. Let us know your thoughts on Twitter at What Culture WWE Watch.
It's possibly the worst thing we've ever recorded there.
Yeah, this is right down there.
At What Culture
WWE. It's only NXT. Okay, it's only NXT 2.0.
Yeah.
We've just joined the show in the sewer.
And,
that's what's happened.
Has there ever been an NXT UK 2.0?
I don't think there's been an NXT UK 1.0.
You follow Michael Hamflett on Twitter at
Michael Hamflett.
Follow Michael Sidgwick at
I'm Sidgwick.
Follow me at Adam Wilborn. Follow us all at What Culture WWE. Make sure you subscribe to What Culture Wrestling, wherever you get your podcast from, for daily wrestling podcasts. The Raw review is available right now. It's the reason we're in the mood we are. And we'll be back tomorrow to review this show, of course.
Professionally.
But, yeah.
Yeah. Well, join us tomorrow for that. And thanks to Michael Sidgwick. Thank you for joining us. This is the NXT 2.0 preview. And we'll see you soon. God.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.